Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, we're going to try to go to the phone lines and see if we can't grab our caller here. We believe it's...
Are you there?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, the only way I'm hearing you is through the radio.
Okay.
But this is Kathy at Dillon Falls Store.
Yes. Perfect.
And I have Bob Daniels here.
Oh, no. No, no.
I told him I needed a fall turkey, so, buddy, he went out and he got one.
Get out.
Did he?
Well, he didn't get it, but the guy he had hunting with him, he got one. So he wanted to call and tell Don Pegath all about it, okay?
Oh, sure.
Put him on there.
So here's Bob.
All righty.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
See ya.
Hey, Bob.
We're hearing you on the radio in the car, so you'll probably hear people going by. But
okay.
My nephew's in from California. He's an ex-Marine, and he's in Felicia twice. His dad and I were really close. Unfortunately, his dad passed away a few years back with cancer. But he was able to show up, and yesterday he got a really nice 8-point buck that we checked in here. And then today he got his second turkey he's ever killed.
Wow.
Awesome.
Good 2 days for him.
I'd say that's a great way to come back to the Ohio Buckeye State and enjoy some of its great resources. So that's awesome, Bob. He's got to be excited.
He is. He's really excited. He also picked off a fox squirrel.
All right.
There you go.
And then my other nephew got a nice buck 2 weeks ago, so we're doing all right out of my place.
And they donated them all to FHFH, right?
No, this deer is going back to California.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Send it away. But anyway, talk about FHFH. I stopped in and talked to Dale Phillips, and he said we had 9 deer checked in and 21 boxes of meat went over to Christ's Table.
That's excellent.
So that's pretty neat.
That's awesome.
That's a good deal.
We know that number is just going to grow, Bob, and great work that you guys do there. And, awesome opportunity to serve the community. And again, like I said, I've talked to Keely and some of the other folks. It really fills a void that they've had for years. So,
and I really appreciate the NRA because, their grant's been very instrumental in helping pay those processing costs.
Yeah, we're glad to help out on that because, there's a lot of people that don't know about those grants. And even though you tell them about it, they don't put forth the effort of getting them. And it's the money we raise from our banquet, and we want to give it away here in Muskingum County.
I know. It's amazing to me. Last year, it was something like 2,500 pounds of venison was distributed to the food bank.
Wow.
And I don't know if people realize there's 30 food banks in our county alone.
Really?
So, and then I also do Morton County, and I got a processor down there, Malta Meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's been doing deer down there for Morton County, and they got a distribution center down there to do the meat down in Morton County. So that's pretty good.
Big stuff. This is awesome,
good,
Bob.
Good deal. Yeah, and it helps out the hunters, too, because, like myself, the wife doesn't like the venison, and I don't want to go out and just shoot a deer and process it for no reason, so... And it's an easy process, like I was saying earlier before we started talking, that all you have to do is go in there and say, I want to donate it, and they take care of it.
Bob, if somebody wanted to get involved with donations this year as far as helping you guys out, I know that they can attend the NRA banquet and some of their proceeds will go to there, but how else could they donate?
Okay, if an individual or anybody, I've had actually church groups and the Farm Bureau have sent me checks towards FHFH, they would send it to me, but do not make it out to me. They make it out to FHFH. I just receive the checks. And I turn around and I mail them to Williamsport, Maryland. That's where FHFH headquarters is. So you want do I give you my address? Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's perfect. And we'll get Sarah to put that on the website if people are interested in helping FHFH and, go give them an opportunity to help with some of the cost of processing this meat for those that need it more.
Okay, it's Bob Daniels. 2350 Asbury, that begins with an A, Asbury Chapel Road, Zanesville, Ohio, 43701.
Gotcha. And again, if you folks bump into Bob, or Don or myself and out in the public and you want to donate, let us know and we'll make sure it gets to Bob.
Now, there's three processors in our county that actually do FHFH deer.
Okay.
Shire Meats.
Right.
Old Village Meats and Phillips Processing.
Yep. That's right. All great names, and they do some delicious works, that's for sure. Appreciate their help in this this program, too. But we got to keep up the good work there, and appreciate all you do.
Okay, we're going to go home and get this turkey clean.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Well, Bob, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
See ya.
Bye.
Folks, Bob Daniels from Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. And great program. And like he said, over 2,500 pound last year of ground venison went out. And I'm sure that made a difference in several families throughout the Muskingum County area.
Without a doubt. You know, it's good meat, too. I'll tell you, it is good meat.
It is. I know we got some reports. I know turkey reports are kind of in there, did you say? Pheasant release, we had some information about that, too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did. We don't have it this week, though.
Well, I think I might still have it.
No, that's no big deal.
Let me look.
Wait a second here.
No, but I think I can look at my calendar here and tell you exactly what's going on November. I think it's 2nd, 9th, and 16th. They're going to release out of Tri-Valley.
Gotcha.
So that'll give them time to get out. And you said the season starts on the 3rd.
Right.
So you can get out there on Friday the 3rd and hunt the ones they release on the 2nd and out at Tri-Valley. Now, a lot of people was asking me about Dillon. No, they do not release there anymore.
Yeah.
It's out at Tri-Valley, so don't go out there.
Good deal. What I know a deer report's coming to you weekly now. You've got some information there.
Yes, I do, Chuck.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, I got, and this is as of October 24th. They're always a week behind. The top 10 are Ashtabula County with 650 deer taken, and out of that 650, 485 were antlerless. Trumbull County has 620, Coshocton 579. Licking County has 527. Tuscarora's has 488. Holmes County has 442. Knox County has 406. Richland County has 390. Hamilton County has 366. And Muskingum County just made the cut at 363. And the county with the least taken is Fayette County with a grand total of 31.
Wow.
Yeah. Not many. So they must be a little harder to hunt in those counties there. But
maybe less opportunity, more of it's maybe more urban and less rural.
It's hard to tell. I don't know where Fayette County is for sure.
Well, we'll have to look it up.
Yeah. But you can go on, just go in your search engine and put in there deer count, deer harvest for 2017. And it'll take you to the website, and you just click on the date, and it'll tell you all 88 counties of what's going on there. If anybody has any questions about any other county, you can feel free to call us here at the station at 740-891-9103. I have the total for everything. So far this year, 18,123 deer have been taken, archery season. And out of that, 12,299 were antlerless, and 5,824 were antlered. So
there you go.
We got a lot of deer taken so far this year, and I'm sure there's going to be a bunch more taken between now and then. Because tell you what, the bucks are starting to go after the does,
and you're seeing them along the road, so they're running.
Yeah.
So.
And you're seeing them a lot of different times a day, too.
Yeah.
So
a little more curious, so to speak.
Well, yeah, curious. That's good. That's a good word.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Don, it looked like the information I got that we were just right at about 350 turkeys taken during fall season so far. So
that's not bad.
Not bad. Turkey's a little more elusive situation sometimes for folks.
Yeah.
You can,
because they can see really well.
Yeah. And I've actually called them in and thought, that's just not the shot I want to take. And
did you gobble, gobble, gobble?
No. I use a box method.
Oh, do you? Okay. So, you don't use a reed?
I don't use a reed. I've never really been able to figure it out that well. And a couple times I did, I thought, that maybe it's just me. But I'm amazed when you go to those events and those guys are, I mean, they could say the alphabet with their reed in, and it still sound like a turkey, it seems like.
So, yeah, when I work up the Whitetail Turkey Deer Expo up there.
You'll hear them all weekend.
The NRA booth, which I work at, is right next door to a guy that sells, and it's like, for the first 2 hours, it drives you nuts. And then after that, you just get numb to it. You don't even notice it.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
And I know when Fells Guns and Ammo was up on military.
Oh, yeah.
When turkey season come in the springtime, they would be in there doing that. And it's just like, I got to leave. I can't do this anymore.
There's guys that make big money at those competitions, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And the guys that do the different duck calls and all that, and, you know, it's an art, that's for sure.
Well, you got to know what you're doing, because if you don't, you'll just scare them away.
Right.
And you got to know how much to do and how much not to do. And that's the same way with deer rattling and stuff. You know, people, you know, your grunt calls and stuff. I know at one time I grunted a buck in for my grandson to shoot at, and my operative word is shoot at, because he didn't hit it. But I grunted it in, and I was amazed that I did it. I really was, because you can do it too much, you can do it not enough. And same way with rattling. Rattling, you got to watch what you do with that stuff. So, you know, they're smart.
Very smart.
Either that or we're just increasingly dumb.
Could be. Hey, you know, we're talking about some of the great things to do this time of year. Nut gathering, there's a little bit of that going on, some folks out there.
You ain't going to say apple picking.
No, I ain't going to say apple picking. We're done with that.
Okay.
So, but I did have a couple people tell me that they did pretty well on black walnuts this year. And
there was a bunch of them in places. Yep. I mean, there's when me and the wife took a ride the other day, the road was painted black where they fell on the road and people was running over them.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was absolutely, it looked like they just freshly paved it or so much.
Crazy.
And that gets on your hands and it don't come off.
You know, Don, shotgun season is going to be here before we know it. And one of the events that you guys are involved in down at the Zanesville Rifle Club is a sight-in event. And I think the biggest message I want to give to people is, I'll let you tell more about it, but the thing I would say is, you know, if you stored your gun for a while, maybe it's time to get it out, clean it, and then just make sure everything's where it should be. And the best part about, I think, going to that event is there's no stupid questions. Nobody's going to say, well, you numbskull, you do it this way. Everybody's very helpful and very, very happy to do it. And it's a good day for folks. And you guys get a lot of folks from out of state that just kind of want to make sure things are right.
Yeah, after you travel for a while.
Bounce down the highway for 200 miles or 300 miles, whatever. So, but that event's coming up, what,
Saturday and Sunday before, the 25th and 26th of November.
Gotcha.
That'll start around 9 o'clock in the morning both days. We've set up the targets from 25 yards all the way out to 200 yards. Well, there's people that think that 75 yards is 200 yards.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and we do it with a range finder. And, you know, each person has their own bench, and we shoot one at a time, make sure they're on paper. And we have, at the 75-yard line, we have a deer-sized target so they can shoot at it. And, you know, it's free of charge. And, you know, we welcome anybody and everybody. As you said, you know, if you've had your slug gun put away, be it black powder, be it a shotgun or a rifle or a pistol, you know, a lot of things change in a year's time. Your eyesight's changed. You don't know if something's bumped the scope or bumped the sights or anything. Nothing worse than taking the name on the big boy and pulling the trigger and saying, how'd I miss that?
Right.
Or even worse, gut shooting it or just damaging it, and it runs away in misery.
Right.
Our objective is make a quick, clean, humane kill, put the animal down. You don't have to track it. And then the fun begins when you start field dressing it after you put your temporary tag on it. Once again, you know, that temporary tag, I do believe they want you to make out your own on just a piece of cardboard or something until you get it to your vehicle or something. Then put the one that the state issues you. Because that other piece of paper will just peel right off.
Yeah.
Especially if it's
raining.
It's
just not that durable.
No. I like the old system where it was with a piece of string and had a supported hole in it. And, you know, you tied it on there. And I like having the old steel band because the old steel band lasts forever.
Right.
That piece of paper fades and, you know, dries out and everything. And if you have antlers, you have to have that.
Right. And you know, I always thought the steel band was cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I really did. So, anyways, well, you know, I encourage folks to go out to Site In.
Guess they need to know where to go, too, huh?
Yeah, they do need to
know where to go. We're on Sugar Grove Road. It's the old Blue Rock Rifle Range. The address is 7380 Sugar Grove Road, but that's not a mailing address. I had the post office call me today and ask if this was the Zanesville Rifle Club. And I said, well, not really. I'm the president, but, you know, well, what's the address? And I said, the address out there is 7380, but it's not a mailing address because they had mail at the post office for the Zanesville Rifle Club and they didn't know how to deliver it. So
right.
I left message there that they can just mail it to my home and I'll take care of it.
And it'll get where it's supposed to go. Great things you guys do throughout the year, too. One of the things I know is you guys have sponsored some of the kids or youth that are involved in
power shooting.
So great things that the club does there. And again, I encourage you to go out, get sighted in, know you're going to be where you want to be. And the biggest tip I can give you is what you're going to shoot with in the field, bring that. That's what you should sight in with.
And the same ammunition.
Same ammunition. Because I've seen some folks do that and I go, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I can tell you, my slug gun doesn't shoot Remington sluggers well, but it does the Winchester really well. I've seen people show up with like three or four different types in their pocket.
Right.
And shoot. And then, well, which one of those are you going to use? Well, I'm going to use one of those Bernickies or whatever.
Yeah.
The $17 for five. And well, that's what you need to be shooting today
to
make sure, because those are going to fly different than this. So.
Right. Not all are created equal is the best way to put it. So, again, I invite you out to the Zanesville Rifle Club site in, and we're going to take a break and let our sponsors have a chance to holler at you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.